How to love God and love others. How to live out the great commandment. It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, insights on becoming a love disciple like John.
An identity as a disciple whom Jesus loved. A few practical things. They would be these. First of all, you might take the book of Romans, 8th chapter. Great place to start. And personalize it. There is therefore now no condemnation for me, because I am in Christ Jesus.
That's your homework, and that's Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. For more tips on Great Commandment discipleship, go to greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around. Are you free to be a parent? I know what you're thinking. Freedom and parenting, they don't go in the same sentence, do they? Welcome to Great Commandment Radio. How-tos for loving God. How-tos for loving others. Living out what Jesus Christ called the greatest of all the commandments. And this week we're focusing on how to love those little ones, who may now be young adults actually. How to make your children become your greatest and nearest disciples. Children as your nearest disciples. That's our topic this week on Great Commandment Radio. With Dr. David Ferguson, one of the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries, along with his eldest daughter, Terry Ferguson Sneed, who co-authored Parenting with Intimacy with him. So let's get started. Here are Terry and David.
Well, welcome to this day on Great Commandment Radio. It's a blessing to be here with daughter Terry, parent
Hello.
Of several of our grandchildren. Yes.
Four of them are mine.
That's exactly right. And we're blessed to be able to share with you this week on children as your nearest disciples. Now, we've been spending the whole week, Terry, on trying to help parents really kind of look seriously as, you know, how can we really have that legacy, that heritage in our children that'll be a blessing to the Lord, a real blessing to our kids, and a blessing to our whole family. And I know you and I put together in one of our Parenting with Intimacy books a few tips in a little outline called A Child's Advice to His Parents. And I thought we might open today's program with maybe you just sharing a couple of these tips from a child to us as parents that might help us prepare a little bit for where we're headed today on our program on children as nearest disciples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first one is that a child might say, I am a special gift from God. Treasure me as God intended. You can hold me accountable for my actions and give me guidelines to live by, but discipline me in a loving manner. You know, when I think about our children being treasures, I just imagine them as I want to find the unique facets of each one of them. And given that background, that's it. After I've admired and treasured their uniqueness, that's what gives me the background to really love them and discipline them in a loving manner.
Yeah. And parents, you know, as the dad here in the room, some of you on our program have heard me talk about just a wake-up call in my own life as God reminded me that I did have three treasures from the Lord, three gifts from the Lord, Terry, our oldest, and then Robin, and then Eric. And yet I, for too many of those early years, had not slowed down long enough to get to know my treasures, to kind of unwrap my gifts. And so on today's program, we're going to be encouraging parents to make sure regardless of your child's age, that you've slowed down long enough to really get to know them. That's part of an important child's advice to parents. Now, on today's program, we're going to focus upon one of the real-world objectives of our parenting. We've talked this week about our children doing what they need to do without being asked, with a good attitude. And on today's program, we're going to be living, keeping others in mind. We're headed toward life where we are mindful of others. You remember the Philippians chapter 3 passage? We're going to have this attitude in us, which was in Christ Jesus, who thought more highly of others than he did himself. Now, parents, I want you to imagine that heritage, that legacy, that we want to be a part of seeing our children grow up and mature, enter into young adulthood, and to begin to take initiative to think of others. Now, I know this might sound fantasy land again, dream world, but I think it's possible, and that'll be a part of our challenge today. Would you be open to that? That's part of where we hope to head. And just as a quick reflection, one of the things that I remember looking back on, Terry, is times that our family had the opportunity involved in various different aspects of ministry. But I can remember some fun times as we went to a community center here in our town, and there was all kinds of kids there, and they had a food closet there, and they had clothes there that they would give to children and others. And I can remember spending some time, fun times there as a family, helping organize some of the clothes or organize some of the food closet. You remember those times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were special times of when we not only got to be there having fun as a family, but then there was just a kind of an extra special blessing that came from getting to serve other families in the meantime.
Yeah. In fact, I can still remember one of those times where we helped pour concrete onto this slab where they're going to play basketball. And still to this day, that concrete slab has never been leveled. And every time it rains, there is standing water on the concrete slab, and people have to get the squeegee out to get rid of the rainwater before they can play basketball. And every time I drive by there, I'm thinking, oh, no, I was a part of doing that to those kids.
But it was poured in love. It really was.
It really was poured in love, but it was not the best of concrete jobs. You know, but a part of the message that I hope was there was almost on some level parents, children having to ask, now why are we doing this? Why are we here? And the only answer you kind of come up with is, well, we're here for others. We're doing this for others. And our encouragement today is going to be there ought to be parts of our family journey where it's real clear that the reason we're doing this, it's for others. Whether it's those, Thanksgiving meal that we might cook to take to a family that needs a Thanksgiving meal. Maybe it's those little Christmas gifts that we give to someone else that could be given to someone else so that some other child or some other family will have Christmas. There's those seeds sown in the lives of our children that says, now why are we doing this? And the only answer is, oh, we're doing this for others. Yeah. We're doing this for others. That's part of what we're talking about. That's today's program on Great Commandment Radio. We're glad you've joined us. Seeing our children grow up and mature to where they take initiative to take thought of others, mindful of others as they share the likeness and love of Jesus Christ. What a heritage that can be. In our teaching segment, you and I, to accomplish this, we've got to gain freedom in our own lives. Are you free to be a parent? It's taken me the journey of looking pretty deep into my own life, my own growing up, to gain enough freedom to have that kind of heritage in the lives of our family. So join us in our teaching segment as we explore freedom that each of us as parents may need in order to leave a legacy and a heritage as children nearest disciples. Thanks for joining us on Great Commandment Radio. Back after this.
David Ferguson and Terry Ferguson Sneed. You can read their work, Parenting with Intimacy, by visiting our website. Order your own copy today of Parenting with Intimacy. Also, and Terry did a lot of the work on this one. This is a great practical resource. It's entitled Intimate Family Moments. We all know we're supposed to spend family time doing stuff together. And we allocate the time and then we don't know what to do. Especially when we want to do something that involves God or the scriptures, where we learn more about each other and God. Now, that's why Terry and our team created Intimate Family Moments. If you order both Intimate Family Moments and Parenting with Intimacy, we'll sign you up for a free one-year subscription to Great Commandment Life Online, our online support and answer group. That's Great Commandment Life Online, absolutely free one-year subscription when you order Parenting with Intimacy or Intimate Family Moments. Also at the website, you can find out about our Great Commandment network of churches and parenting workshops around the country, many other workshops, how you can become a leader or trainer in intimate life ministries, and so much more. GreatCommandment.net, the home of the daily free download. Visit it just for that, all right? GreatCommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Hello again, time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, the power of identity.
You'll find an interesting passage in John chapter 13. As Jesus heads toward the cross, he's gathered those disciples together in the upper room. And you remember the Passover meal. And very interesting in the text, it says, in Jesus, knowing where he had come from, all he had received, and where he was going. You know what it's speaking about? It's speaking about Jesus was secure in who he was, that he might give himself for you and I. It seems to be grounded in that clarity and security of his identity.
Dr. David Ferguson, for more tips on Great Commandment living, go to greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. Our focus this week, children as your nearest disciples. Today, how you can experience freedom and parenting. Yeah, in the same sentence, how you can be free to be a parent. Let's take you into a Parenting with Intimacy workshop with Dr. David Ferguson.
During this session, we're going to be focusing on what may be one of the most significant issues and challenges in parenting, and that's really the freedom to be a parent. We're going to be exploring, biblically, some of what's called leaving father and mother. You know, as we have talked a little bit about knowing your child, you see, the challenge is, but who knew you? It's oftentimes hard to know a child any deeper than you were known. You remember my example of that workaholic father who was working those 70 and 80 hour weeks and was more adequate at work than he felt at home, and he's got these three boys and they're needing a daddy. And what he said was, they're needing a daddy, and I don't even know what a daddy does. And then the rest of the story was, because I'm not sure I really had one. You see, his father was gone all the time and never there. And a part of what was happening was he was being challenged to impart life to his own sons. But he wasn't sure what it looked like. He was being challenged to really know them, to care about them, but he was struggling against who really knew me. You know, as we are challenged with the thought of parenting is all about being caringly involved with your children. The question for each of us was, who was caringly involved in your life? I remember seeing a family some years ago. We were trying to help and a little daughter named Andrea. She was a preschool girl, and yet she was going through some terrible times of rage and temper outbursts. As you got to know Andrea, it was very interesting. She could read. She knew her math. She could do addition, subtraction. Okay. She could quote poetry. She was involved in athletics. She could tumble, ride side saddle on a horse, play soccer. But she was the most lonely little girl I have ever been around. You see, a part of what was happening is her family system was they were exposing her to all these activities. And they were taking her to countless things to equip her in all of these areas of her life, and yet her family was struggling with, how do I even really care for this little girl? They didn't really know even how to be with her. They knew how to take her to learn how to play soccer. They knew how to take her to a tutor. They knew how to take her to a game and cheer for her, but they didn't really know how to just be in the same room and be with Andrea. One of the challenges of parenting is learning to be with our own children. And sometimes what that means is we've got to look at the biblical pattern. Is it not true that the Bible starts with this declaration? For this cause, the cause of marriage, we shall leave father and mother. And then what's the rest of the verse? We shall what?
Cleave.
We shall cleave. Now, doesn't it sound right? Is that we can't really cleave to one another any more than we've finished what? Leaving. And then the rest of the verse says, we shall leave, cleave, and become what?
One.
Become one. See, many of us heard that in our wedding ceremonies. You remember that far back? All right. It was not uncommon for it to be there. But we can also, I think, agree that we can't be any more one in our marriages than we have finished what? Leaving father and mother. So we need to explore some of those issues. In fact, in our work, we would probably say that the biblical order is to leave father and mother, cleave to one another, establish oneness in your own home, and then you're ready to be a parent. In other words, now we're ready for Genesis 4:1. Adam knows Eve and brings forth Cain and Abel. Now, I wonder what would happen to children if I've become a parent already, but I haven't finished leaving father and mother.
Parenting with Intimacy. That's a bit from the workshop. You can order the book at greatcommandment.net. The book is called Parenting with Intimacy. It also comes along with an audio CD or DVD format if you'd like. And don't forget about Intimate Family Moments. I really like this one because it's so practical. We all want to spend quality time with our kids. We just don't know what to do during that time. Intimate Family Moments, a great resource for you. So it's Parenting with Intimacy, biblical practical how-tos, Intimate Family Moments, things you can do to experience God together. And if you order them together, you'll receive a free one-year subscription to Intimate Life Ministries' Great Commandment online community. Find out more at greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. I'll give that information out again as Great Commandment Radio continues right after this break. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Might you suffer from spiritual amnesia? It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. How-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the great commandment.
Who am I really? Oftentimes in our work, we talk about that sense of almost spiritual amnesia that we sometimes find ourselves in that says, here I am going through the busyness and activities of the Christian life, and I'm moving from activity to activity and kind of this knowledge and this sermon outline and this fill in the blank and this workbook and this study course. And yet in the midst of all that, do I really have that sense of security in who I am?
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. For more free tips on Great Commandment living and loving, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Well, parents, I hope you were challenged with the thought that you might need to gain additional freedom to be a parent. I know that's been true of me. Kind of looking at, dealing with, finding some resolution and healing of things maybe inside of me that hinder me from being the kind of parent I want to be. In order to see my children grow up and become young adults who really enter into the real world thinking of others. What imagined possibility. Isn't that exciting to think that you and I might be a part of establishing a heritage and a legacy in a few other folks called children that might begin to think of others around them, preparing them for a lifetime journey of abundance? What a hope. What an opportunity. And yet, it's also possible that that journey can be hindered in all kinds of different ways. In these closing few moments, we're going to kind of give you the bad news, good news treatment. I'm going to share with you a little bit of the bad news, some of the common hindrances that might hinder this journey, and then I'll let Terry share with you some advice maybe that might come from your kids. Maybe let your kids speak to you a little bit in this closing segment. First of all, the bad news. Now, parents, in our Parenting with Intimacy book, you can get it at greatcommandment.net. We've got a resource collection there for the week. You'll find we've given some tips of how to produce problem children. None of us want problem children, but we've given you a few tips of what it can look like. First way, always solve your children's problems. Now, that's actually one of my problems. One of my problems and hindrances with my kids was I tended to try to solve too many of their problems. I didn't let them grow up as much as they needed to at times, and some of that was coming out of my own stuff. My own fear of inadequacy, my own fear that they may not be able to do it like it needed to be done. Don't always solve your kids' problems. It'll produce problem kids. You see, if I go to the library and get their books, if I'm running to the school and getting their homework for them all the time, they'll never get personally responsible to grow up. Another way to produce problem kids. This was a problem. I think I might have written these because I was a problem with all of these. Do you think that could have been possible?
We have self-disclosure.
We do, right here on the program. This next one says, be too busy with business, ministry, civic, or social life to spend time with your children. Now, where did that come from? Was that some kind of Freudian slip that I wrote in there or what? Because that one's me too. Now, parents, be careful about the busyness of a barren life that's not available to your kids. Thirdly, produce problem kids. When your kids get in trouble, always blame it on somebody else. Well, it was the teacher's fault. It was the youth minister's fault. It was society's fault, friends' fault. When your kids get in trouble, always blame it on somebody else. That'll produce a problem child. You and I have got to live out a testimony of personal responsibility. So let me challenge you that a part of the program today was to challenge us as parents to look at ourselves. Make sure we're really free to be a parent. If you find some of these problems in you, you might want to, again, kind of rethink, are there work that God needs to do in me as a parent in order that I might be freer to have the kind of heritage and legacy with my kids that He wants me to have? That's the bad news, challenging news. Now the good news. Terry, share with us a few tips, advice, maybe from a kid's point of view, that might be an encouragement, a blessing on today's program.
Sure. Here's a corollary to the first one you mentioned, that if I'm not supposed to solve problems as a parent, then what does a child need me to do? Here's what they need. It says, give me the freedom to make my own decisions. Permit me to fail so I can learn from my mistakes. And then I'll be prepared to make the kind of decisions that life requires of me. In other words, that means make it safe to fail. Direct a child, guide a child. But, you know, make it safe for them to fail at younger ages, so that when they are older, they'll be equipped with decision making. And then the next one is, the last one I'll talk about is, that a child needs our encouragement to grow. They need our guidance, they need our directions, they need our blessing, but we need to go easy on the criticism. We need to correct and guide their behavior, but still communicate our blessing for them, our value in them as a person. They're uniquely made by God and treasure. We need to treasure them as such.
Having an environment where your kids are free to fail and an environment filled with encouragement, blessing, not criticism. Thanks for joining us today on Great Commandment Radio. And tomorrow, the program on parenting you've all been waiting for. Terry, we're finally going to talk about discipline. We've gone four whole days, and we haven't talked about discipline. So if you hung in there with us all week long, we'll reward you with tomorrow's program. We'll talk about discipline. But be warned, we're not talking about five latest ways to whip your kids into shape. It might surprise you. We're going to talk about discipline. Maybe a little bit like God does us on tomorrow's program, Great Commandment Radio. We'll see you then. Bye now.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Snead, together they co-authored Parenting with Intimacy. In just a second, I'll tell you how you can order the book. Be sure to visit our website also for today's free download. And we love it when you pass on our website address to others. We always have a free download. You're welcome to take advantage of it and pass it on personally, or direct your friends and co-workers and fellow church members to greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. And if you're looking for a church home, that's a great resource. We have the Great Commandment Network of Churches, who also offer workshops and training and much, much more, all at greatcommandment.net. Now, Parenting with Intimacy, be sure and order your copy this week. Do it today. And when you do, order Intimate Family Moments as well. Parenting with Intimacy will give you the how-tos and the foundation, and then Intimate Family Moments will give you the what-to-dos when you're spending time with your kids. That's Parenting with Intimacy. Order it with Intimate Family Moments, and we'll throw in, to thank you for supporting us in this station, a free one-year subscription to Great Commandment Life Online, our online community. Find out more, greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or toll free at 1-800-881-881. 1-800-881-8008. That is 1-800-881-8008. Tomorrow we wrap up our series, Children as Your Nearest Disciples.
What do we mean by discipline? I mean, if it's not whacking them, what does discipline mean?
Dad,
anyway?
You cannot say that.
I can't say, oh, no, I can't say that. I guess I just did.
I cannot say that.
Okay. So, parents, what are we going to do if we're going to discipline our kids?